You are listening to Ignite, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
I greet you all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. It gives me a great joy to come to you from the North American Lutheran Church Missions Office. We have an exciting event coming up, November 4 to 6, a conference entitled Unveiled, with a theme that comes from the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And the purpose of this conference is to equip, to inspire, to motivate, and also to instruct and empower us for the work of mission, making disciples, planting churches, renewing our congregations so that we can be strategically positioned for the work of the gospel. Today, as an intro and as an invitation to this conference, I would like to do a brief Bible study on the thematic text that is assigned and selected for this conference, the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. Therefore, since God's mercy, we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. And even in our gospel, even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. For what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for the privilege of being called into the mission and ministry of the gospel. Today I pray that you help us to see the gospel clearly and to help others see the gospel clearly. Open our hearts, our minds to receive God's word and to share God's word. I pray this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen. Paul writes one of the most significant critical pieces in this text of the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, unveiling the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'd just like to highlight four key points in this text. The first one is he talks about something that is corrupt, disgraceful, and wrong, and exploitative. What is that? What is Paul calling disgraceful and underhanded and corrupt ways? And the most disgraceful thing in the gospel of Jesus Christ is tampering with the word of God, or distorting or dealing with the word of God in a revisionist way, which is avoiding or distracted or turning away from proclaiming Christ Jesus as the Savior of the world. That is disgraceful. And that is where Paul clearly states in this word, through Christ's mercy we have ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we renounce secret and shameful ways. The greatest shameful thing to do in the ministry and mission of the church is not to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ in its simplicity, clarity, and in a very direct way, which includes the law and the gospel. And when those things are tampered with, when those things are distorted, when the message of the gospel is distorted, that is what Paul calls shameful, corrupt exploitation of the word of God. So the second point that I would like to pull out is where Paul now talks about veiling and unveiling of the gospel of Jesus Christ. What does it mean to have the gospel veiled and unveiled? Here in the book of 2 Corinthians, it says on verse 3, and even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. So how do we know that somebody's mind is veiled? When they fail to see Jesus Christ. Now, there are two problems when it comes to veiling and unveiling. One is the side of the church. On the other side is the side of unbelievers. Sometimes unbelievers fail to see, no matter how many times you preach in your community. You do outreach, you do mission, you distribute food, and you reach out, you send out flyers and pamphlets, and you knock at doors, and no fruit, no result. Don't give up. That is an indication that people's mind is sometimes veiled. They cannot see the light of God and the glory of Jesus Christ. Why? The God of this world, which is Satan. So in times like this, Jesus has instructed us to engage in spiritual warfare. I'm sorry. To engage in spiritual warfare and to fight Satan so that people's mind can be open. And you can just sit and pray, Father, give me an open mind and an open heart to preach to. Just because people are out there, because there are millions of people who did not know Jesus Christ, who don't know the gospel, it doesn't mean that we stop preaching the gospel. We have to continue to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, because sometimes people's mind is just veiled. It is a spiritual bondage, spiritual barrier, spiritual wall that we have to crack through, that we have to break through, that we have to open through, and that we have to proclaim and preach through prayer and engaging in spiritual warfare. Sometimes there are territorial spirits, family spirits, familiar spirits, and gods that people worship, in some kinds of idolatry people are involved in. They have created their own God. They are involved false security that they rely on. They think that they are Christians. They think that they are traditionally involved in some kind of denomination or just nominal members of the church, but their mind is veiled. They're not walking with Christ. They don't know Christ. In times like this, it is very important to engage in spiritual warfare so that minds can be opened and Christ can be fully revealed to people. And the third point that I would like to raise from this text is, what is the gospel? Paul answers here in this in verse 5, for what we preach is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as servants of Jesus Christ. In defining the gospel, before he says, this is the gospel, he says, what is not the gospel? We are not the gospel. Our work, our righteousness, no matter how good, no matter how big our churches, no matter how good our ministries, no matter how effective and seamless and strong our leadership is, we're not the gospel. The gospel is Jesus Christ the Lord, plainly proclaimed. The one who was born of the Virgin Mary, who was raised in Nazareth, who was baptized by the Jordan River, who did ministry with his disciples for 3 years, who went to the cross of Golgotha, who died for us, who was buried, who descended into hell and came back again, and who ascended into heaven, and who gave us the Holy Spirit, and who is coming back to judge on the living and on the dead. That is the content of the gospel. Jesus Christ alone. And when we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, that is how the gospel gets unveiled. The church, in everything that we do, every day, every moment, with every dollar, with everything that we own, we just have to proclaim Jesus Christ, for that is the hope of the world. And that is the center of our mission and the backbone of our ministry. Now, the last thing I would like to say is, what is the biggest obstacle? What is the biggest veil that distracts or that gets between us and unbelievers, between the gospel and the world? What is the biggest curtain? What is the biggest wall? What is the biggest barrier? Usually, the biggest barrier, according to this text, is human self-righteousness, trying to fulfill the law and trying to appear as righteous people. For God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. The biggest veil, the biggest obstacle is us. For Paul says, "For what we preach is not ourselves." There is a lot of people in churches and in institutions who like to preach about their own institution, how great they are, how great their history, how great their saints, their individual names, their theology, their liturgy, sometimes their facilities. We become so self-righteousness and self-centered. All of those things are unnecessary when it comes to the gospel. The central necessity, the central message that pulls people from darkness into light, from death to life, from hopelessness to hope, from sickness to healing, is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when we proclaim Christ as the central message, that is what we call advancing the mission of Jesus Christ. That's why we have this conference called Unveiled. That is to galvanize every effort, every energy, every resource, every pastor, every lay leader, every disciple maker, every youth, every child, every senior member of the denomination, all of us together as one team, as one body, as one people who are sent into the world to carry the gospel of Jesus Christ to the unbelieving world. Two barriers: ourselves and Satan. The God of this world veils people, and the preaching of ourselves veils people, and revisionist distortion of the scripture veils. These three are what Paul is hammering in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1 through 6. Three barriers: distorted gospel, that when people tamper with the gospel and try to do a convenient revisionist approach of the gospel. Second is the God of this world, satanic barrier that controls people's mind and manipulates people's emotion. And the third is self-righteousness and the proclamation of our own good and our own history and our own legacy. When we take all of those three out of the picture, preach the gospel in its purity, simplicity, and clarity, and all the time defeat Satan and engage in spiritual warfare without any fear, and bring the dominion of Satan to destruction with one name, the name of Jesus Christ, and with the authority of a believer, with the authority of a baptized child of God. And when we become so humble and take our own rightful position, which is Jesus is the Lord, I am the servant. Jesus needs to be known, I need to be obscure. Jesus needs to be first, I need to be last. And when we proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ with that tenacity and simplicity and have that kind of focus and galvanize everybody to do whatever they can to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to the world, we become truly mission-driven and advance the gospel of Jesus Christ in the world. Now let's start our registration in October and come to this conference in November. Everything is online. All the detailed information is going to be given to you through different kinds of web communication and online communication. And I am so grateful for the Great Commission Society of the North American Lutheran Church for organizing this conference in relationship with our missions office. And let us be truly a mission-driven, Christ-centered, traditionally grounded Church of Jesus Christ in the 21st century, faithful to the gospel. May God bless you, and may God continue to enrich your ministry. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.